Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Stephen Flores and for the conversion of most lost souls. I do wish to remind you that this evening we will be hosting a young group of missionaries who will go out for the rest of the year ministering unto high school students in retreats and net ministries. So if you are free at 6 p.m. this evening to go to the Catholic Center to be able to share in a meal with them and to get to know them and also to go and pray for them, and that God would give them success and favor within their mission, that will be at 6 p.m. this evening within the Catholic Center. If you could also keep in your prayers a particular group that will also be here within our town with the Crucios, if you could keep them in prayer that their retreat goes well. It's not terribly well organized at this time, but that's fine. God still blesses disorganization in the way because He's good. He's good in that way. And so if you could keep them in prayer that all things go as well as they ought. Additionally, if on Friday you happen to be around at 7 a.m., we will be having a Mass at 7 a.m. to send those pilgrims on their way as they head toward California to be able to begin their apostolate, which is there. So 7 a.m. we will have the Mass as well as the normal noon Mass tomorrow. Now for the feast. Today we have the great glory of entering into this feast. Before I get into that, I just want to entrust to you one particular thing that today is an important day for me, and I'm asking for strong prayers for you if you have any extras that are left. For something that is great that is going on in my life today, and I need lots of God's grace to be able to make it through and to do things well. And so if you could pray that I would receive favor with both God and man in this day, I would very much appreciate that. Now, St. Michael, who is he? He's an archangel. His name is a question. His name is, who is like God? Who is like God? So it's a great question to ask St. Michael, who is he? For his name is a question. Who is he? With a capital H. St. Michael is this great figure for us to remind us that there is something going on beyond what our eyes can see, beyond what our ears can hear, beyond what our nostrils can smell, beyond what our hands can touch and feel, beyond what you and I are even able to accurately speak about. We only speak about them in varied and mystical ways within the church because such things have been hidden from man. And I think that's a grace, that they're hidden from you and I. That way we can go through our lives without seeing the terrors that are truly around us. St. Michael the Archangel is the one who we ask so often and then at the conclusion of every Mass to defend us. Why? Why do we need defense? Because we are in the midst of a battle. There's a battle raging around you and I at every moment. At every single moment of our day, there is a battle going on for your soul and for my soul, for your children's souls and for my children's souls, for your nieces and nephews and mine, for your grandparents, for all those who are around you, for your husbands and for your wives. There is an intense battle being waged, and the consequences of this battle cannot be higher or greater. For what hangs in the balance is eternal salvation or eternal damnation, both of which are there. And if Scripture is to be believed, and our Lord is a truthful witness, as is written and recorded in Holy Scripture, most people lose that battle. And so it is a very serious thing which is going on around us. The world, the flesh, and the devil do seek to destroy us. And so when we look about the world and we see so much evil that is going on there, realize one thing, that the evil which is going on there, though man's own evils within his own heart are sufficient enough for him and to bring about destruction within the world and the destruction of his soul, yet that man has not been left merely only to his own devices. There is personal evil which is out there as well. The demons and in the demon lord himself, Satan, who seeks about the world the destruction of souls. But we've not been left alone within this battle to fight for ourselves, merely. Obviously, God fights for us. And if Exodus 14:14 is something which is to be held not just for the Israelites who were there beset on one side by Pharaoh's army and by the other side of the Red Sea, we know that the Lord will fight for you, that all you have to do is to remain still, to remain still, which is to remain calm, which is to remain at peace in the presence of God and let him do the fighting for you and I. And who does the fighting for you and I is the one who says, who is like unto God, who is powerful like our God, who is able to compare with our God. You see, the ancient serpent, his first moment of his being was to come about and to bring a charge against the Lord, to bring a charge against God Almighty, to ascend his throne and say that I myself will do so. I will not serve. I am great and of my own, and I will not submit to any plan which puts me not at the fore of it. And so the ancient serpent led himself with all his apostate angels in a rebellion against God. And yet, Saint Michael, one of the seven angels, which our scriptures teach here today, is always ministering upon the throne of God, closest and most near to the Holy Trinity. His very being screams out a question which is in total contradiction to that of the ancient serpent, over whom he is always victorious. That is to say, who is like God? And whoever can be like God. And so you and I can have great confidence that the way in which you and I are victorious in this battle, in the struggle for life, in the struggle for your salvation, the struggle for mine, the very reason for which you and I are created to praise and to honor God and to serve Him, that everything we might do might end in us achieving that end for which we've been created, which is to achieve heaven. The way in which we're successful is not by gathering strength unto ourselves, but rather seeing the strength that we have and relinquishing it, that God might defend us, that He would be the one who would be victorious. See, the path of victory within this life and the path of only making it to heaven is, as our Lord speaks about here within the gospel, and is proclaimed with you and I, that unless you shall be converted, says the scriptures, says our Lord, and become like unto a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, which is to take on a place of defenselessness, to take on a place of weakness, to take on a place of lowliness, to take on a place where our Lord himself took the child, placed it upon his knee. So we have to be willing to make ourselves weak enough that our Lord can easily scoop us up from wherever we are and calmly place us upon his knee. Not taking for ourselves any weapons of war, not taking for ourselves any defenses of ourselves, but allow our Lord to be totally, or allow ourselves to be totally docile unto the Lord ourselves so that he can be the one who lifts us up. So it means we must go by the path of humility, which is charted along the way of humiliations. You see, that is the great weapon that we have against Satan and all his minions and all the evil which is there, is to let ourselves become low, to recognize those things which we are not, to recognize that we ourselves do not have any power of ourselves, and thereby surrendering everything and offering ourselves as our Lord did before his persecutors, a lamb before the slaughter, making no defense for ourselves and relying totally upon God. And that is something which Satan cannot understand in the least bit. Is the greatest weapon that we have against the evil one is to debase ourselves, to make ourselves low, to relinquish whatever strength which we have and so normally rely upon that God might be victorious. Satan can't understand that. He can't understand humility, which is why the fairest honor of our race was so terrifying to him and continues to terrify him. That is that of Our Lady. Our Lady terrifies Satan because he has the one weapon which he himself cannot even begin to understand, in her great humility. In her great humility. And so it is with you and I. There is indeed a battle raging about us, the weight of which you and I could not even begin to stand. For we cannot stand against the force of evil. Evil itself is too great for you and I, and the person of Satan or any of the apostate angels are far greater than you I could, will ever be within this life. That should not be a cause of distress for you and I. For we have a reliance upon the one who leads the armies of God forward, continually saying and proclaiming that his strength, though great, lies not in himself, but rather in saying, who could ever be like God? Who could ever ascend his throne? Who could ever climb to the heights at which he is at? Who could ever stand in his presence and be seen as anything of worth? God alone sufficeth. God alone is the one who is great. And so let us ask for that grace, to be all the more like Saint Michael, and to bear that name always upon ourselves, and to take that as our strength in the midst of every battle which seeks to wage against our souls, against that of our own family members, our husbands, our wives, our sons and our daughters, our nieces and our nephews, our cousins, and those who struggle within our parish, who we hold so dear and call friends. And that through this awesome gift of humility, we might indeed be the ones who are victorious. It says here that even those little ones, their own angel always visits before the face of God the Father. And so too, you and I can have that confidence, that weakness and humility, that meekness which God indeed has given in recognizing where our real strength lies is the way which allows you and I an audience before God the Father. It allows you and I not merely to have angels which go before him, but rather to become like unto the angels, to be able to visit before them, for they recognize that they are not like unto God, but rather they have something of God which has been granted unto them as a great grace, for they rely totally upon his ministrations. Ask our Lord for this grace today. Though there is a battle that rages so fiercely beyond us, we have one who defends us, and he defends us not by his great might, but by his great acknowledgement of his humble state, and the one who truly holds all the power. Who is that? None but God the Father, who who visits us and gives us graces that we may call upon him with the name which is above all name, Jesus Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.